All right. Cactus League play. First spring training game for the Diamondbacks is Friday, Wolf.
Yeah,
this is the other benefit of going all the way to the World Series. We don't have to wait much as far as an offseason. D-backs president and CEO Derek Hall is joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Derek, thanks for the time. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing great. How about you?
Doing well, D. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Wolf.
All right, Derek, we have to start. Obviously, we all want to start with baseball. We have to start with the stadium stuff just because it got brought up again yesterday.
What? Luke, what do you mean?
I don't know if you're just now hearing about this.
Prepare yourself, D-Hall.
I'm going to kind of let you start it out.
No, you bet. No, I think, yesterday I could see why it would become a headline, obviously, and it did. But if you look at the comments that Ken made, and I'm standing right there next to him, what he did was he obviously went to, there are cities that have an interest in teams because those rumors are out there, not about us, but just about teams or cities that are trying to lure teams or want to be an expansion city and they're ready to go and they're getting legislative support and all that. He went there so he could say, we're not talking to them. We're not engaged with them. We want to be here. So, you know, we have no plans of going anywhere. And we've had this discussion in the past, the three of us, but we are just trying hard to get everything settled with municipalities that will work with us so we can stay at Chase. We want to invest significant amounts of dollars in that ballpark. We love being downtown. We don't want to be anywhere else. The clock has been ticking for quite some time. So the frustration that was stated or expressed is more so just about the timing. You know, we've been at this a long time and we haven't gotten to finality. So we're just looking for answers so that we can get the shovel in ground and make sure we can schedule it out, because it's going to take phases of, say, 3 to 4 years because of the off-season events we have, the concerts, the bowl games, and we need to make sure we do it in a very non-disruptive way when we can finally begin.
Yeah, this to me is one of the biggest question marks that I have. You know, I'm so bad at logistics, D. You know this about me. I mean, A to B is good, but man, if I got to get to Z, I'm in trouble. And
it is tough, and it's a math problem, Wolf. You're exactly right. And so, you know, we're looking at, when you look at the other cities that are very similar to us, our counterparts that are trying to do the same thing, they're getting a lot of support. And we're not asking for what those other teams and cities are asking for, but we're seeing, you know, $500 million in places, right, and $400 million. We're not asking for anything like that. We're willing to say, and we're saying, we'll put in more than you will if you want to partner with us, if it's county, if it's city, if it's state, or all three. We're just looking for partnership and just a little bit of help, but we're ready to go, and we're ready to push our sleeves up and get going on this renovation. Chase Field is one of the oldest ballparks now. It's hard to believe, as we've talked about in the past, but it is in dire need when you compare to the other ballparks that are state-of-the-art, not only inside, but also outside. There's so much activity now, and it's not just a standalone stadium. You look for developments around so people can come and enjoy before and after games, whether it's restaurants or retail or bars, hotels, all of that's important. And we're considering all of that, but we really need to get going.
When you talk about Chase Field reimagined, what do you see, Dave? Like, what kind of renovations?
Well, first, Wolf, there's a lot that has to be done under the hood. And so, you know, probably half of the investment, if we're looking at $400 to $500 million, easily half of it is just infrastructure needs that most people would never even see.
Yeah.
And, you know, with it being so old, and we've got leaks, we've got pipe issues, we want to address the HVAC, we got to fix the roof. So all of that is one thing, but we're still investing money. Like this year, this offseason, we have the new LED lights that are awesome that we just put in for this upcoming season, a brand new sound system that sounds electric. It's great. But then you, for the reimagine, what can we do for every fan at every level? How can we take the playground upstairs and redo that for the kids? How can we take the club experience that isn't there right now and create that? You go to new ballparks, like I think about the Braves, who did such a nice job with their development at the Battery and their ballpark, but fans who have all inclusive, if you, you know, own a company and you want to host people, you can just give them the ticket and you don't have to worry about them spending money because they go down to this great club, the Delta Club, that is beautiful, and you go down and eat before the game or during the game. But we just don't have a lot of those VIP areas or experiences that we do need to create. Look at capacity. We don't want to really take capacity down, but it might be the result of taking out sections and putting in much larger, more comfortable seats. That's just what we need. So we've got lots of ideas. We've been working with different architects over the years. And some of that's going to change. So we're still going to go and visit other ballparks and see what we like and how we could bring that in as part of the reimagine, just to make it top, state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line ballpark, because it deserves to be.
We're talking to Derek Hall. Derek, this I know is going to sound like the sports guy saying this, but this all kind of seems like a no-brainer. And maybe this is an ignorant question or a basic question, but in your mind, what's the holdup then? I mean, everything you're saying and have been saying makes a lot of sense with this team.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the holdup is. And I will say this, and I said it yesterday, Luke, the public officials that we've spoken to have been really engaged. And obviously everyone we talk to says, we don't want you to go anywhere. So I think it's just a matter of coming together. I think all of us sitting down, not just us with the county or us with the city or us with the state, but all of us together, I think, to find a solution. And I think we can get there. But everyone I talk to is engaged. They're very complimentary. They don't want us to go anywhere. They love Chase Field. So I totally agree with you. But, even like the city, remember, we're county owned and the county is limited in what resources right. they have. So that's part of it, too, Luke. But the city, has been great. They've been so engaged. The city manager, Jeff Barton, has been unbelievable. Anytime I call, he picks up the phone. Anytime we need to have a meeting, he's here. I can't say enough positive about the interactions we've had with the city, whether it's city council members, the mayor, the city manager. So I think the desire to find a solution is there. I just don't think everybody's on the same page with the urgency, because they're also looking at a lease thinking, well, you still have 3 or 4 years on your lease. But, that's an issue when you have to get going with that work and you want to make sure you're still going to be there, which is our intention.
Yeah. D, speaking of solutions right here, is there a TV package on the horizon? Are you working for this? Bring us up to speed on this,
That's another big issue. Well,
yeah, I know, buddy. I know.
Yeah. No. That's a great question. So, of course, we were victims of bankruptcy last year, middle of the season. They pulled the plug on us being Diamond and Bally. Major League Baseball did a great job picking it up right from there and making sure that our fans had somewhere to watch us. So if we have to, or if there's no other solution or option, MLB is a great landing spot again, and then everybody would know exactly where to find us on that platform like they did last year. But we are talking to others. We're weighing all of our options. And one of them, is over the air, because we're seeing the success that the other teams here in the city are having with people being able to watch, free TV. So we're talking to them. Is there a solution there? Is there a solution with a hybrid of some sort? But I think with the clock ticking, to your point, Wolf, we probably have to have an answer this week, maybe next week, and then start to communicate that to our fans and say, here's where you can watch us all year long. But the answer to, will they be able to watch us? Will there be a solution run? Absolutely, there will be.
Yeah.
Talking to Derek Hall. Derek, I'm going to ask you a baseball question before we let you go, so this is it. And I've got like a million I want to ask you. But this offseason, I mean, you guys have added depth. You've added to the rotation. Man. Do you sense a different buzz around your team and this city now going into spring training?
I definitely do. Yeah, great question. And yesterday, being there for the first workout and being in the clubhouse for the first meeting and seeing the hunger and the confidence in our guys' eyes. But for us to be able to address some of the holes we had, like third base, and go out and trade for Suarez, who, power hitting, right-handed hitter, who's a great clourdeshouse guy. For us to retain Lourdes Gurriel. For us to go out and get Eduardo Rodriguez, he was one of the top free agent pitchers out there, starting pitchers, and he wanted to come here and turn down less money elsewhere, or more money elsewhere to come here. So he did. I look at the DH position when we brought in Jock Peterson, because we did become so right-handed heavy. And then going out, because he mashes right-handers, obviously, but if you have to face a lefty, now you go out and get Grichuk too. That doesn't even address, as you said, Luke, the depth, right? So we have so much depth. We have so many guys who have either come up and contributed over the last two seasons or are going to be ready to in AAA, especially when it comes to our starting pitching, who these youngsters look really good so far in camp, and they've been out here a while. I'm excited. I know I am. We're better this year on paper right now than we were a year ago.
Yes.
And that was a magical year. And remember, there were times we were all biting our nails, just going crazy. Like, wait, we went from 16 games over 500, the best record in baseball in the league, even better than the Braves at one point, to two games below, and we're all hitting our heads against the wall going, man, we may not even make the playoffs. way back in there, and everything just happened. It was so much fun. But that's the kind of thing, when we first made the playoffs, long-windedly here, I'm sorry, guys.
No, but when we first made
the playoffs, I thought, okay, we're going to Milwaukee. We're going to play the Brewers. Boy, it's going to be tough, right? We got to face Peralta and Burns. That's tough. But it's great experience for these young guys. Well, you go in there and you sweep them. I'm like, wow. Okay, maybe they have a little confidence before we play the Dodgers, who own us. Let's get them a little more experience there. We go in, we sweep those guys.
Oh.
Then you go to Philly, where everybody says you don't have a chance, especially to have to win 6 and 7, and they did. So I think you guys will see it. But when you walk through that clubhouse, they just have this swagger that I've wanted them to have. And I'll finish with this. You know, as I addressed them, I said, look, for the last 2 seasons, all my counterparts have said to me at owners' meetings, we hate playing your guys. They are so good, so fast, so athletic. I said, so we hear that. The other thing I hear from all our fans is, man, I love watching your team. They're so much fun. I said, when was the last time we were hated by other teams and loved by our fans because they're fun to watch, right? Continue to be hated by your opponents and continue to make it fun for our fans to watch. And that's what you feel.
Dude, thank you so much, man, for all the years of being
a class act and being transparent, man. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, D.
All right. See you, Luke. See you, Wolf.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.